Your district, the 3rd district, is considered one of the most gerrymandered as a result of the map in the nation, given part of it, I think you have to get on a boat and cross part of the Magathy River to connect part of Anne Arundel County. What do you think of the way they redrew your district?
Well, of course, Maryland's a tricky state to begin with because it's got an odd shape. And then you got the Chesapeake Bay in the middle of it. And then you have to account for the population shifts. So I think the General Assembly kind of did the best they could. What I like is they managed to keep about 70% of Marylanders in the same congressional district, which a lot of people don't realize, which is not an easy task given all the different factors that you have to consider.
Now, are you having to go to new sections of your district?
Sure.
And Montgomery County, for example.
Yeah.
Are you spending a lot of time down there?
Sure, there are new parts of the district, and you know, my commitment has always been to get around and meet people and show them that my constituent service is going to be very focused. And I've been doing that, particularly in the new areas of the 3rd District, but you know, I continue to reach out across the whole district, and I hope people will feel good about my potential to represent them well.
You still have Pikesville, Owings Mills, the Pikesville and Owings Mills area. There are some who've called that the Jewish district because it's a large Jewish community. Also, there's a Jewish community in Montgomery County. Are you relieved that you're still representing that area?
Look, every part of my district is one that I feel strongly about providing good representation, whether it's in the Baltimore area or Anne Arundel County or Howard County or now Montgomery County. So I'm going to work my best to be a really good representative from those areas.
Congressman John Sarbanes, good seeing you. Take care.
Thanks. Take care.